A lot of people try yoga but still feel tight, stressed, or even in pain. So the question is it yoga or is it the way we're doing it? Now today, we're talking about something that surprises a lot of people. Why traditional approaches to yoga don't always work for everyone. Because while yoga is supposed to help with flexibility, stress, and overall well-being, many people still feel stuck, frustrated, or like they're not getting the results they expected. I'm joined today by Jeff Bailey, who specializes in Avida Yoga, a method that approaches the body in a very different way and focuses on restoring how the body is meant to move. Today, we're breaking down what makes this different, why it matters, and what it actually can do for you. Now, Jeff, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, a lot of people think yoga is just stretching or flexibility. What are people getting wrong?
Well, there are four characteristics of muscles, and stretching or stretchability is not one of them. So they're excitable, the four characteristics, which I cover in my book. They're excitable, which means they respond to an electrical stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
They extend, which means really they release and lengthen. That's different than stretching,
right?
Because that's really just a response from the third characteristics, which is contractibility, right? So if you just make a fist, you can feel that your muscles on the palmar side of your hand are engaging, flexing.
Mm-hmm.
That's contracting, but the muscles on the top of your hand and the top of your fingers are extending.
Right.
Or just letting go.
Right.
And then the fourth characteristic is called elasticity. What do you think of when I say elasticity?
I think stretching. I think pulling.
Exactly. Yes, that's what people think. But have you ever considered the actual definition of elasticity?
No, when I hear the word, I just assume, like, I think of a rubber band. I think of,
right.
I just
Or like an elastic waistline, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Elastic waistband. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that's part of the problem, but the definition of elasticity is a material or substance's ability to return to its original shape. See, so even you know, the panel in the door of your car, if you get a little bump from a shopping cart or something like that,
right?
Even metal has elasticity. If you catch it soon enough, they can push it out from the inside, and that's elasticity. It bounces back to its original shape.
Right.
Wood has very little elasticity. It will splinter and break before it returns to its original shape. So muscles have this really cool ability to return to their original shape. But elasticity, so in that regard, elasticity is very different than flexibility or stretchability. And so it's real easy to overstretch muscles. And that leads to the feeling of stiffness that you were talking about when you were opening the show, where people will go stretch, 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 and then they kind of wonder, why do I feel so stiff afterwards?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Now, you know, why doesn't traditional yoga work for everybody?
Why doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, okay, there's a lot in that question. let's see. Where should we start with that? I'm going to ask you, let me bounce it back to you, because I could answer that in so many ways. What do you think is the number one reason most yoga doesn't work for everybody?
When I think about yoga, I think about, like, not everybody can do all those movements. Like, you have people like on level one that have so much flexibility and they can't reach their toes, or they have medical conditions. And, you know, if they move a certain way, it's really going to hurt, or they don't have enough of strength either, you know, where someone can do an easy plank. Another person might have a difficult time because in the past they might've hurt themselves, or they haven't strengthened themselves enough to lift their side of their body up and down. So there could be many reasons, you know, why it doesn't work for them. You know, not everybody has that flexibility. Not everybody, you don't know what their medical conditions are. You don't know, you know, and it takes time to get to become, you know, flexible, to be able to stretch your muscles to a degree. It's practice.
Yeah. See how ingrained those words stretch and flexible are in our language.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back in the 60s and probably the 50s, a little bit, I suppose, before our time, I was born in 63.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole muscle fitness thing was just coming on, maybe back in the 30s and 40s.
Right.
Things you could do to build your muscles. And there was a paradigm shift.
Mm-hmm.
When people started to realize, oh, if I do this and this and this with my muscles, they'll get bigger.
Right.
And maybe I'll get stronger. Mm-hmm. Then came along the stretching phenomenon.
Right.
And because people didn't really stretch that much before that. But then there's the book on stretching came out and that became a phenomenon. Yoga started to take hold.
Yeah.
I think we adapted yoga, the kind of the more authentic element of yoga. I think we adapted it to our strength and stretching paradigm here in America. And so when we look at images of oftentimes those who are very capable at doing the poses, and they're oftentimes in a beautiful setting doing an elegant pose and things like that, most will look at that and just say, ugh, I can't do that. There's no way. And so they just say no. And right. And for some people, you know, here we are, we're answering your question. Some people start to just develop an attitude of, I can't do yoga. Now,
yeah.
Avita yoga is different. We don't aim to strengthen or stretch. We aim to remove the barriers to strength. And if you stop and think about it, especially for those over 55, 60 years old, we get into this time in our lives where if we really are honest, we can ask this question, do I have a strength issue or do I have something impeding my natural strength?
Mm-hmm.
And so often there's a little pain, there's a little restriction somewhere, there's a little issue in the bones or joints, somewhere in the soft tissue that needs to be resolved. And then all of a sudden, they feel capable again and balanced and, you know.
Yeah.
That's the goal, is to feel capable, balanced, and functional as we move through time.
Right. Now, how is it different from other types of yoga?
Well, okay. I would say the first thing about Avita yoga is we have what I call the primary goal. When you think of yoga, what do you think of? If you're walking into a classroom where there's yoga students in a yoga class, what would you think the primary goal might be?
The primary goal is, I think, for me, I would think strength, fitness. And I think those are two main components. I think there's a lot of benefits with all different types of yogas, but the first thing that comes to my mind is build in strength, build in tone, you know, getting toned, and then being able to. And also, it also, for me too, it was always a sense of calmness. It brought me, it did a lot of different things all at once. You know, it helped mm-hmm. me with my health. It helped me even with my level of emotional calmness and being able to clear my mind and focus better. You know, I got a lot of benefits all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So initially, you were talking strength and toning and those kinds of physical things as a goal or primary aim of a practice. But then you started to define the things that make yoga, yoga. You know, you can go to the gym and you can push weights around. There's lots of programs you can get on to do strength and even flexibility. You can push for those kinds of things. In Avita yoga, we make inner peace the primary goal. Because what I found, when you just take a moment, you get on your mat or whatever you're about to do, it may be a knee issue, maybe a frozen shoulder or some kind of pain or limitation that brings you to the practice. But still, there's this very gentle reminder, oh yeah, peace is the goal. And so now it gives me this barometer with which to work as I use my bodily issue as kind of a physical focal point. In the practice, I keep coming back to peace being the primary goal. And that, I believe, is a defining element of the word health.
Yes.
I question, can we really be healthy and unsettled and unpeaceful at the same time? You know, so we can be very, very fit. We can be super duper fit. I think we can even be over fit. But it's very hard to be overly healthy.
Right.
And so I like to really define, let's be super clear, right? What is your goal? What are you looking for? If you're looking to build bulk and build muscle and, you know, and try to do something kind of extraordinary with your body, then Avita yoga is definitely not your thing. And I might help you find something that is. But with this, we do slow down. We get super clear on the goal and we say, okay, well, let's resolve this knee issue. But can we let peace be the goal along the way? And then that sets the stage for an amazing amount of success.
I like that. You know, I wonder, you know, what makes it so unique than others?
Well, this is where you're pushing for a definition. And that's one reason I wrote the book, Mobility for Life. I'd bump into people on the plane and, you know, in restaurants and in various settings. And we'd, you know, it turns to conversations about occupation. I'd say, oh, I'm a yoga teacher. What kind of yoga do you do? I do yoga. And it's called a Vita yoga. It's a style of yoga that I've developed myself over the years that focuses on joint health and inner peace. And, oh, wow. Then they say, well, is it like this? Is it like that? Is it like that? Well, no, it's not really like any of those things. It's very different because, Stacy, we have a paradigm for muscle strength and bulking our muscles. We have a paradigm, a way of thinking to stretch our muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't yet have a paradigm for a way to practice good basic hygiene for our joints and bones. And that's what this is. And so it's very unique. That's why we use shapes and movements, not poses.
Right.
And so it's not really like any other form of yoga.
I love that. I like that it's so different, you know, and you see there is numerous different types of yoga and people have modified it over the years. They've added their own touch to it and it's just evolved. But, you know, I like how, you know, your yoga, you know, is not like any other yoga, that Avida yoga, you know, focuses on different shapes, mobility. And I know for me, you know, when I was practicing on a daily basis yoga and I was incorporating with meditation, my seizures actually got better. And my condition improved. And my doctor was asking me, what are you doing? And I wasn't, you know, I was dabbing into all different types of yoga and doing different types of meditation. But I do think, it's important to have, you know, something in your life like Avida yoga where you can work on calmness and you can work on inner peace. Because I think for people with epilepsy, the biggest component always was stress for a lot of people. And to have that inner peace and to be able to understand how you could just learn how to do it and then even, you know, do it in your own home, you know, and be able to get to that level of peace, I think is really important. Now, when you teach it in the studios, you'd probably teach it also where they could practice at home as well.
Yeah. Yeah. For over a decade, I had a yoga studio here in Boulder, Colorado, called Yoga Loft. And that's where a lot of this took shape. And, you know, then COVID hit and I made it through COVID with the studio. But then in the end, I felt motivated to let the brick and mortar go, let some of that responsibility go and just really focus on getting the book out. And so now I'm mostly online, although we do have wonderful retreats. We have a retreat in northern Minnesota this fall, and then another one in the fall near your neck of the woods.
Really?
Near New York, at the Himalayan Institute. Yeah, so maybe you know where that is, in sort of northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's wonderful to come together in person, and then we have the group energy, and nothing like being together in a classroom. But I've found the online versions work quite well for those who want to practice this way. You know, mirrors, no people looking over your shoulder. I aim to be able to teach with such specificity where you can do the practice mostly with your eyes closed.
I love that. I love that. Now, if you're listening and you've ever tried yoga but didn't get the results you expected, make sure to follow this podcast because we break down what actually works and why. Now, what is Avida yoga doing differently in the body?
Yeah, well, whereas most yoga and a lot of physical therapy targets muscles, you know, we try to strengthen muscles to stabilize joints. How many times have you been to a yoga practice where they say, do this and this to protect your joints?
Right.
You heard that before?
No.
You haven't heard ever? Do, you know, put a little bend in your knee to protect your knee. Do this and this to protect your joints. If you haven't heard that, I'm surprised, but it's really common.
I would always hear, if you can't do this, then, you know, try, you know, they would show us different levels, you know, because not everybody, mm-hmm. you know, because they didn't want people getting hurt and not everybody was capable of doing what the instructor was doing. So they mm-hmm. would say, you know, if you can't do this, you know, here's an easier version of what you can try.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So there is this thought system out there that says we have to protect various body parts to keep them healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes when there's pain, we think we need to protect that area, stabilize it, whatever. And over the years, in my lifetime, I've seen that change. You know, people come out of surgery and they try to get people moving right away after a surgery.
Yeah.
So I began to realize you cannot protect your way into better health.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, it falls under this universally accepted principle called use it or lose it.
Right.
So if you have a knee issue, if you have a little arthritis or something going on your knee, strengthening the muscles around it and stabilizing the knee may be helpful, but it's not going to get to the underlying problem
right.
that's inside the knee. What I've learned is that joints thrive with the proper amount of pressure, the same as bones do. You know, we all know bones need pressure to stay, you know, healthy and dense and things like that.
Right.
Well, joints are just the end of the bones and they need this. The same idea applies there.
Yeah.
So really with the Vita Yoga, we're not doing poses. I never have to, well, I should say it's very rare that I have a situation like you described where I have to completely do something different with a person and really modify something for them because we're not doing poses. We are fundamentally targeting the bones and joints to make them healthy, to really cleanse
mm-hmm.
the joints. There's a physiology of health inside the joints that depends on a certain amount of consistent pressure.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother conversation getting into the physiology. I address it in the book as well. But so those are some things that make it very unique.
Now, how does it approach like movement differently?
How does it approach movement differently?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we aim to have good, healthy joint function.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to do heroic movements or things yeah. like that. The way a lot of things evolve these days, if you really look at it, they become more exclusive in that they oftentimes become more intense and more creative.
Right.
Creatively intense is the way most fitness modalities and yoga modalities change over time.
Right.
But fundamental joint health is so foundational, you know. Like, for example, we don't realize the simple value of being able to reach fully over your head for a lifetime.
Right.
To be able to put your own sweater on.
Yeah.
For your entire life, to be able to reach up onto the top shelf. And that's what led me to realize we may be doing a lot of things with great intention
mm-hmm.
now in our youth, but are they really going to maintain mobility for life? Who doesn't want mobility for life?
Right.
We want our independence. And what I found is that a lot of the stuff that we're doing with that in mind is actually kind of working against us.
Right.
You can strengthen your muscles so much, they overburden the joints and they insulate them and
yeah.
keep them from really carrying their load, you know, things like
right.
that.
Definitely. Now, why does that matter for like long-term results?
Why does mobility matter for long-term results? Well, okay, that leads to an idea. You know, I've learned a lot by asking a lot of important questions. And one of the things that I noticed was here in Boulder, it's kind of a fitness area, a lot of health conscious and fitness conscious people. And I noticed people going out on walks with walking sticks and walking poles and those kinds of things. And they're posture is quite horrific, you know, and their knees and their legs aren't moving that well, but there's this determination to get out there and move.
Yeah.
And the idea behind it, you can just feel and sense the idea behind it is if I keep moving today, I'll be able to move tomorrow.
Right.
Or if I just keep doing what I'm doing today, I'll be able to do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hopeful idea, but it doesn't work.
Right.
We have to find and isolate the restrictions because you can put on your walking boots and a walking stick and get out there and move, but
yeah.
the parts that are stuck and rigid are not the parts that are moving. The parts
right.
that are able to move, move. And that's actually one of the problems with conventional yoga is that in accomplishing poses, we end up moving around restrictions just to get the look.
Right.
And the loose places tend to get looser and the tight places get unnoticed. And so
mm-hmm.
we have to slow down. I mean, Avita Yoga is for those who are ready to slow down a little bit,
yeah.
go much deeper which doesn't mean pain. It doesn't mean intensity. It doesn't mean you're going to sweat. And it's really not even exercise. It's
right.
It's just basic hygiene.
Yes.
So we have to slow down and drop to a different level.
Now, who benefits the most from a Vita yoga? Is it like for the beginners or people in pain or athletes or people who feel stuck?
The people who benefit the most, who get the best results, are people who have a little more rigidity mm-hmm. in their bodies, like myself. I don't classify myself as a flexible, stretchy person.
Mm-hmm.
But I've found that mobility of the bones and joints is very different than flexibility of muscles.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we can talk about this in a future podcast, but this gets into constitutions. You know, we're born with a certain degree of flexibility.
Right.
So those who are on the stiffer end of the spectrum, men and women, are the ones who really get quick and lasting results from it, really. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
When you actually find and target the problem and give it what it wants.
Right.
Good things start to happen pretty quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very true. Very true. Now, what changes do people actually experience? Do they start to experience more, like maybe less pain or mobility or less stress? Like, what have you seen in your clients?
Yeah, well, that's a, you know, with peace as the primary goal, even if we don't, you know, I don't make too big a deal out of that.
Right.
But it's always my goal. 24/7. And I've just found that amazing things happen when we really dedicate to that. And then in a way, life itself becomes a meditation.
Yeah.
So with the Vita yoga, we do not avoid the sensations that can be a little bit uncomfortable. Now, let me say that again with even more specificity. We do not avoid the painful, uncomfortable sensations that are in and around all the major joints.
Right.
Okay. That leads us into what I call healing sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Healing sensation, maybe it's inner feedback that doesn't take your breath away. It doesn't freak you out. It doesn't upset you. It may be very unusual because you've conditioned yourself to avoid this particular part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we go into it very thoughtfully and very slowly, all of a sudden, there might be a little bit of fear. There might be a little bit of like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? And then all of a sudden, healing sensation just waves through your body and your mind.
Yeah.
You close your eyes, your breath slows down. And now that healing sensation is the very thing that leads us to peaceful presence, to a peaceful mind.
Right.
And this is one of the most joyous pieces of feedback I get from my students. Some of them right away, some of them they've been practicing with me for years. And I'll get an email from them and say, oh my gosh, I get it now. I feel so present. I feel so calm because we want our practice
mm-hmm.
and our experience to leak into our lives.
Right.
What good is it if we can't feel the results of our practice, both in our hearts, minds, and in our joints and bones?
Exactly. Now, why do some people try yoga for months or even years and they still don't feel better? Like, what's missing?
Well, I don't know, but if something isn't working, stop. You know, if you're doing something that's not working for years and years, which I know with good intentions, we can push on stuff like that. But I mean, there could be all kinds of things. It just may not be the proper fit. Just because it works for one person doesn't mean it should work for you.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people will push for a certain outcome. They'll push on their muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's particularly disenchanting for women over 55 or 60.
Mm-hmm.
This is a group of people, and some men in that same age category, but mostly women who are a little intimidated going to the gym. You know, the fitness models that are out there just don't work for them.
Right.
And then, and they feel like they're supposed to go do it. And who doesn't? You know, I mean, that happens to all of us because every time we turn on the TV or we see some fitness model and we think we're supposed to look like them.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And so we have these images that we try to attain, and nothing can be more painful than trying to be something you're not.
Exactly.
You know, so we just have to start simply accepting ourselves at a very deep level, just like I am okay And that's what I love about Avita Yoga. It is mostly women over 55 who are drawn to the practice, and eventually they do wind up dragging their husbands in, and they end up falling in love with it too. But I think to answer your question, I just think it's society and media pressures and things like that. And then it just becomes innate inner pressure that pushes us to try to do something and be something we're not. And that doesn't work ever. It's painful, no matter how long you try it.
That is so true. Now, if someone is listening right now, what's the one thing that they can start doing differently today?
Well, I think we can all benefit from more self-acceptance. Yeah, number one, because that actually leads to inner peace. And when we really start accepting ourselves as we are, not trying to be something different, not only does peace come in, but then we get in touch with heartfelt intuition.
Yes.
And heartfelt intuition always has our best interest in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to the, call it the ego or the unhealed mind. I refer to the unhealed mind that just is always pushing and ranting and raving and you're not good enough. You need to do something different.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm okay mm-hmm. here and now. So
exactly.
That's something we can all benefit from.
100%. Now, if there's one thing you want people to understand about their body and movement, what would that be?
There's a lot there. Okay. I would say we should have a conversation. I know we have a series going here. We should have a conversation about constitutions.
Yeah.
It's a really fascinating topic, and I've never heard anybody talk about it before. But understand, this will be our precursor to it.
Yeah.
Understand that you were born with a certain constitution, a certain chemistry in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, it's exactly why some people are drawn to become dancers and ballet practitioners. And that's why other people are drawn to be skiers and cyclists and football players and soccer players. We come in with a certain constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And when we try to put ourselves in a box that fundamentally violates the constitution that we were born with,
right,
we can hurt ourselves. We can get very frustrated and we wonder why we're not getting results.
Right.
And so we can expand on that a lot next time.
I love that idea. I definitely love that idea. Now, you wrote an amazing book. Tell us a little about the book. What motivated you to write it?
Yeah, well, it's conversations like this that motivated me to write the book, because it's so hard to put it all in words. I mean, it was almost 5 years to pull this off, and it all came from my heart. And it kind of is the what is Avita Yoga and why is it important? There's a little bit of how in the book. I do have some shapes and movements in there.
Right.
There's kind of the basic fundamental ones that are fantastic. I mean, if you're able to do them and do them consistently, they're fantastic for basic overall mobility and health. So it was mostly the desire to put something very new and helpful in writing to help support the actual practice. So I've had lots of students really appreciate the book because it answers a lot of questions, some questions they didn't even know they had.
Right. Yeah. I love that. Now, where can people find your book?
Well, it's everywhere as far as I know. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, it's on all the online distributors. You might even luck out and find one at Barnes & Noble in your town. I don't know, but you can get it there. You can go to mobilityforlifebook.com, and I have a number of resellers there that you can order it through. And if you do that through my website, you can even get some sweet free bonuses. You get some free classes and things like that.
I love that. I love that. Now, tell everybody a little bit about the services that you provide.
Well, since closing my doors at Yoga Loft back in 2022, I teach mostly online. I do have the retreats that I mentioned earlier. We have a fantastic teacher training that takes people deep into their practice and the understanding. We use the book a little bit as a guide during that process. Retreats and occasional workshops and a teacher training are all in person, but the Avita Yoga online practice is me and my wife also teaches. We teach right here. We use this mat right behind us, and we practice as we guide you through it. And then it then we have, so we have replays and playlists. You know what a playlist is? Well, there's an Avita Yoga playlist that you can just go through succinctly. And the cool thing about it is that you really, if you can slow down a little bit and spend time with yourself, yeah, you're going to like this, because you never know what's coming next. There's so much variety when you seek to take care of your bones and joints.
Yeah.
It's so much more interesting than strengthening and stretching muscles.
Right.
So my wife and I, we practice right here 4 days a week, and you know, we end up sharing it with people along the way. It's really a great thing.
I love that. I love that. And where can people find your website?
AvitaYogaOnline.com.
I love it. Love it. So I just want to say to everybody that your body isn't broken, that sometimes it just needs the right approach. And if this episode helped you, make sure that you follow, share it with someone who needs it. And Jeff, I thank you so much for coming on the show today. You know, you've been wonderful. I think what you've created is phenomenal. And I think it really needs to be shared, you know, with the world, because I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're so used to the certain common types of yoga they hear consistently. And they don't realize that there's so many things out there like Avita Yoga that can, it has a different approach, because like you said, everybody's different. And one thing that helps somebody may not help another person. And I love the fact that it's really about inner peace and bringing you to that level of calmness, because in my life, I was craving that. And that's what helped me so much, is trying to, you know, find that inner peace and be able to connect with that inner peace within me. And that's easy for people to do. But with people like yourself who can guide them and show them different ways, different movements, and show them how they could actually reach that goal and reach that level of calmness and inner peace, it could change a person's life forever.
Yeah, that's it. We let the body be a vehicle to find the peace in our minds, and amazing things start to happen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate this time, and I really am excited to talk about the constitutions next and really chat with everybody, because I think that's a great thing, because you don't hear a lot of people talk about that. So I look forward to the next conversation, and I really thank you so much for taking your time to share this with us today.
Okay. Thank you, Stacey. See you next time.
All righty.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.